Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Abiy Ahmed Ali in Addis Ababa. Both countries elevate ties to strategic partnership level. Prime Minister Modi conferred upon Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia. Second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine to begin today in New Delhi. Indian film Homebound shortlisted for 98th Academy Awards. US expands travel ban on 5 more countries including South Sudan and Syria. And in men's cricket, 4th T20 International between India and South Africa to be played in Lucknow this evening. And now the news in detail. India and Ethiopia have elevated their historical ties to a strategic partnership as Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Abiy Ahmed Ali in Addis Ababa. The two leaders discussed issues of bilateral and mutual interest. During the delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Modi said that elevating India and Ethiopia relations to a strategic partnership will provide new energy, new momentum, and new depth to our ties. The two countries also signed 8 MOUs or agreements, including upgrading ties to strategic partnership, customs cooperation, establishing data center at the Ethiopian Foreign Ministry, UN peacekeeping training cooperation, debt restructuring under G20, more ICCR scholarships and AI short courses for Ethiopians. Prime Minister Modi was conferred upon with Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, by his Ethiopian counterpart. The award was conferred upon Prime Minister Modi in a special ceremony hosted at the Addis International Convention Center for his exceptional contribution towards strengthening India-Ethiopia partnership and for his visionary leadership as a global statesman. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated the award to all those Indians and Ethiopians who have nurtured the bilateral ties for ages and conveyed heartfelt gratitude on behalf of the 1.4 billion Indians on being bestowed with this honor.
यह सम्मान उन अनगिनत भारतीयों का है जिन्होंने हमारी साझेदारी को आकार दिया 1896 के संघर्ष में सहयोग देने वाले गुजराती व्यापारी हो इथियोपियन मुक्ति के लिए लड़ने वाले भारतीय सैनिक हो या शिक्षा और निवेश के माध्यम से भविष्य संवारने वाले भारतीय शिक्षक और उद्योगपति
Today, the Prime Minister will address the Ethiopian Parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman this evening on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. Mr. Modi is visiting Oman at the invitation of the head of state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. Prime Minister Modi will be accompanied by a high-level delegation. India and Oman are likely to sign Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, during Mr. Modi's two-day visit. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Oman has filed this report.
As India and Oman are celebrating 70 years of diplomatic relations and centuries-old personal relations, both the nations have achieved many new heights in various strategic fields. Prime Minister Mr. Modi's 2018 visit to Oman has given highest ever political direction to their relationship. Indian Ambassador G.V. Srinivas said that strategically, both the nations are very crucial to each other. The contribution of Indian expatriates is also tremendous here. They are in almost every field, including in Oman government, contributing to Oman's success and making the bonds between both the friendly nations stronger. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Oman.
The second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine will begin in New Delhi today. Co-hosted by the World Health Organization and Ministry of Ayush, Government of India, the three-day event will bring together policymakers, scientists, practitioners, indigenous knowledge holders, and civil society leaders from across the world to advance a shared vision of balanced, inclusive, and sustainable health systems. The theme for the summit is Restoring Balance, the Science and Practice of Health and Well-being. Guided by the WHO Global Traditional Medicine Strategy 2025-34, the summit will focus on how traditional medicine systems can contribute meaningfully to people-centered healthcare and planetary well-being. United States has expanded its travel ban to include 5 additional countries while imposing new restrictions on others. The new expansion adds Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan and Syria to the list of banned countries. More from our correspondent.
The Trump administration has also implemented partial restrictions for 15 more countries. Additionally, travel has been fully restricted for individuals with Palestinian Authority-issued travel documents. The restrictions apply to both people seeking to travel to the U.S. as visitors or to emigrate there. The decision follows the arrest of an Afghan national suspect in the shooting of two National Guard troops over Thanksgiving weekend. The Trump administration said in its announcement that many of the countries from which it was restricting travel had widespread corruption, fraudulent or unreliable civil documents, and criminal records that made it difficult to vet their citizens for travel to the U.S. It also said some countries had high rates of people overstaying their visas, refused to take back the citizens who the U.S. wished to deport, or had a general lack of stability and government control, which made vetting difficult. It also cited immigration enforcement, foreign policy, and national security concerns for the move. The administration's June announcement had already banned visitors from 12 countries. With Aishwarya, Ashish P. Abraham, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobgay, has greeted people of Bhutan as the country celebrates its 118th National Day. This day marks the coronation of the first king of Bhutan, Ugyen Wangchuk, in the year 1907. The day is observed with grand celebrations, cultural programs, and display of national pride. The Indian movie Homebound, directed by Neeraj Khaiwan, has been shortlisted for the 98th Academy Awards in the Best International Feature Film category. Homebound is among 15 films that have become eligible for final nominations in the International Feature Film category at the Oscars 2026. Final nominations in the shortlisted categories are scheduled to be announced on the 22nd of January next year. The 98th Academy Awards will be held on the 15th of March next year. Australia held the first funeral today for victims of the Bondi Beach mass shooting. Large crowds gathered to grieve a rabbi slain in the attack. Meanwhile, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said that Australia is hurting, but the country will not be divided by hate or violence. He also thanked the doctors, nurses and medical staff across Sydney for taking care of those injured, comforting families and saving lives after the incident.
We need to, as a nation, come together to unite, make sure that we celebrate the best of humanity that we have seen here in the nurses and medical professionals who provided that care and support to their fellow Australians. They saved lives in a traumatic experience. They responded with professionalism, with compassion, and with the best of Australian values.
Gunman Sajid Akram and his son Naved opened fire on people thronging the famous Sydney beach for the Jewish festival of Hanukkah on Sunday evening, killing 15 people and wounding dozens more. On to sports now. In men's cricket, 4th T20 International between India and South Africa will be played at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. India is leading the 5-match series 2-1 and will look to save the series and take a 3-1 lead against the Proteas. The fifth and final match is scheduled at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad on Friday. Meanwhile, Indian all-rounder Akshar Patel was ruled out of the remaining two matches of the series due to illness. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with his Ethiopian counterpart Abiy Ahmed Ali in Addis Ababa. Both countries elevate ties to strategic partnership level. Prime Minister Modi conferred upon Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia. Second WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine to begin today in New Delhi. Indian film Homebound shortlisted for 98th Academy Awards. US expands travel ban on 5 more countries including South Sudan and Syria. And in men's cricket, 4th T20 International between India and South Africa to be played in Lucknow this evening. That's the end of World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.